USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, arrested on domestic violence charges. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
According to law enforcement, he was trying to kick the woman out of his apartment when the domestic violence occurred. He calls the accusations completely bogus.
I want to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism and their work today. They had no option in light of the allegations.
He was arrested in Los Angeles and said he expects to be totally vindicated.
The Camp Fire in Northern California now destroying over 10,000 homes and other structures and killing 56 people. Over 130 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The first big winter storm of the season is hammering parts of the eastern United States. There are storm alerts in effect from Arkansas to New England, a storm that's expected to knock out power in some areas and is already forcing some schools to close. 4 to 8 inches of snow is likely from the mid-Atlantic up into the northeast. At least two Florida counties are still counting ballots in the races for U.S. Senate governor, as well as agriculture commissioner. Broward County elections officials expecting to be done before today's 3 p.m. deadline, but in Palm Beach County, there are reports counting ended last night with no word as to when it will resume or how many ballots remain to be tabulated there. LeBron James, now number 5 on the NBA's all-time scoring list, as he put up 44 points in the Lakers' win over the Trailblazers last night in L.A. He passes Wilt Chamberlain on that list. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A high-ranking Veterans Administration official is being reassigned as a House committee is holding a hearing on delayed GI Bill payments potentially affecting hundreds of thousands of veterans. The executive director of the Education Service of the Veterans Benefit Administration in Washington will reportedly be reassigned to a regional office in Houston. That official, Robert Worley, who is scheduled to testify today before the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia say they will seek the death penalty for the killers of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. 11 people have been charged for that October 2nd murder of the Washington Post columnist at a Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Officials say Khashoggi was strangled to death, his body then dismembered. Saudi Arabia and its crown prince have repeatedly denied any knowledge of the so-called interrogation gone wrong. A New Jersey woman is facing animal cruelty charges after authorities found 44 dead dogs in plastic bags stored in freezers all around her home. And the airline industry is expecting a record number of travelers this Thanksgiving. The trade group Airlines for America releasing its annual forecast, and it says a record number of holiday passengers, over 30 million people, will travel on U.S. Airlines. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.